Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. I found myself not focusing as I was listening to that music and just loving it. I wonder if anybody knows whose theme song that was. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. You can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. Our next segment is Single Parent Dating with very special guest Julie Spira. Julie Spira is the cyber dating expert and best-selling author of The Perils of Cyber Dating, Confessions of a Hopeful Romantic, Looking for Love Online. Julie is a worldwide authority in online dating and a dating advice columnist. She is frequently quoted in the media, including ABC, CBS, Fox, Cosmo Radio, Woman's Day, Glamour, and Men's Health. Her dating advice has appeared on eHarmony, Match.com, where I met my wife, by the way, JDate, Huffington Post, Your Tango, Zusk, and more. She was named one of the top 10 columnists to follow on Twitter. Welcome, Julie, to the Bruce Allen Show.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I am more than happy to have you. I feel quite honored. And I would love your take on this as it relates to dating, or relationships for that matter, about keeping secrets from our spouses.
Oh, terrific. I mean, it's an important subject because I think people look at these secrets a little differently in the beginning of the relationship than they do as the relationship progresses. And in the beginning, when someone's your best friend and you tell them everything and you're in a new relationship or a new marriage, or you tend to tell everything and share all your secrets. And then as time goes on, maybe there's little financial problems. Maybe you just have a casual lunch with a male friend, and then you stop telling your spouse that because you don't think they need to know.
God, it's funny. My first instinct actually would have been the opposite of that, that in the beginning you're nervous about a relationship and you're afraid to share certain things.
Certain things, you're correct, because there really are. I mean, I look at do's and don'ts for sharing information or hiding information. In the category of do's, if you have a medical condition, that's a must. If there's a financial problem and you're unable to make your mortgage, don't hide that from your spouse. I actually know someone who had no idea that her husband hadn't paid the mortgage for 6 months, and now they're in foreclosure. So that's something that you really need to discuss with your spouse, or any kinds of legal issues. Let's say something comes up and you actually get sued. Don't be afraid to tell your spouse that. Together, hopefully, you can work that through.
I think actually that is incredibly valuable advice, because more often than not, the fear is greater than the reality. If you do have a good relationship and you share with your wife, let's say in the example you gave, that you're struggling to make a mortgage, not too many women, unless you have been totally lazy and have been wasting money, are going to be mad at you. They're going to work with you to find the solution.
Right. And that's the thing. The fear, as you said, is bigger than the reality. And if you truly are in a partnership, you do need to share those kinds of things. It's not all about sharing happy stories and planning the next vacation. It's real life.
Interesting. Julie, I have an email that I'd like to read as it obviously relates. And it is it just came in and it's directed to you. Julie, this topic is so difficult, especially when you're in the early stages of dating. What should you tell your new date and when? You've actually almost answered this. Also, in this regard, and more important to me as a single mom, what should I be telling my kids about my dating? I never seem to have the right words. It's signed Margie in Las Vegas. Wow, we must be having some listeners on the live stream. Thank you, Margie.
Well, that's terrific, Margie. Thank you for sending in your email, and I hope that you're listening. You know, it really comes down to, there are several issues here. First of all, when do you tell your kids that you're dating somebody? It really depends on the situation, and I find that it also varies whether you have children and they have children and you're sort of looking at blending a family at a future time, or whether only one person has children. And I think it's important, if you're starting to date somebody new, that at the appropriate time you tell your children, I have a new friend. I have a male friend that I go to the movies with, and sort of gradually ease into it. Mm-hmm. But we also need to take into account how new Is this couple divorced? So in other words, if there are young children and it's a fresh divorce, kids will have this fantasy that their parents are going to get back together again.
And do so you find it, that, let me interrupt for a moment, because I know that's the common thing. As a divorced man, I'm married now, of course, again, but when I was divorced, I had and have just two boys. And I found in my dating experiences that most often the boys, the young boys, didn't have that fantasy, and I know this is a generality, but the young girls did. Do you have any feeling about that?
Girls fantasize about marriage with their Barbie dolls. It's just part of our DNA and our genetics. So that is true to a certain extent. But even at one point, I was dating somebody that had small children, and they were 3 and 5. And it took 7 months before I actually physically met the children, before we knew it was really a serious relationship, because this person had children that were young and still wished that mommy and daddy would get back together. And if they're older and they're teenagers or in their 20s and they already have experience, you know, with their own girlfriends and boyfriends and crushes, it's a little bit different.
I will share with you, though, the flip side of this. And this is what I experienced. And it's different if you are a 24/7 single mom or dad, as I was. If you do not tell your kids that you're dating or you're going out much, you're, in essence, keeping a secret from them. And you're having the secret life. So I found for me that my boys fortunately did not have any fantasies of a reunion between their mom and I. And once we were over the initial shock of the separation and the divorce, I pretty much let them know I was dating while I followed the general rules you've talked about as far as when we would introduce someone to them. It would have to be somebody I felt was serious, that was going somewhere. And of course, if there were kids on the other side, we would also take that into consideration. But I think keeping a secret life from your kids, especially like I was, if you're a 24/7 parent, is not a good idea either.
Right. I mean, you should certainly let your children know that you have a life and that you're trying to move forward with your life. But telling them that versus bringing somebody into the household are two different things.
Agreed. I did meet a whole lot of moms, though, that just became martyrs to their children and didn't tell their kids much at all or wouldn't date much at all. And I think they're doing a disservice to their children as a single mom by not finding happiness in their life, which will then, of course, bring more joy to the whole household.
It does, because kids can never have too much love.
That is so true. Anything else you'd care to share with us, Julie, as we're running a little bit out of time? It's gone by so quickly.
Gosh, it really has. Yeah, I did want to bring up something that I wrote about recently, and as it relates to the Sex and the City movie. And I wrote an article about, kiss and tell. So it really comes down to, here's a question, is if you happen to have a casual lunch or run into a former loved one and you've both moved on and you just happen to have a lunch and you give each other a hug or maybe there's a peck on the cheek or maybe even just a kiss on the lips, do you need to go race home and tell your spouse, I just ran into my ex-beau from 10 years ago or 5 years ago, he's married, I'm married, I feel so badly about it, I kissed him? And do you need to tell that information? And I asked Willie Garson that, who actually played Stanford in the film, and his response was, you should always tell someone. You should just not tell everyone.
I love that. That is very good. Julie, we are nearly out of time, so please tell our listeners where they can reach you. And I have to add that I really hope you'll be a guest again, if not a regular on the show, because we are a good couple, I might say. No offense to my wife intended.
It's a radio couple, and it's not a secret.
Okay, thank you.
You can please find me at cyberdatingexpert.com, where you can sign up for the weekly flirt. And I do look forward to being a guest on your show again, Bruce. Thank
you. Terrific. Thanks so much. It is time for another break. Be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Banger, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no